Tandor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Krakens and Lies by Tui T. Sutherland and Kari H. Sutherland. Narrated by M. Eldridge. 1. Logan Wilde stared down at the map in his hands. Mr. Sterling's oak-paneled study seemed to be spinning around him. Dragon Lair, Flight of the Griffins, Unicorn Safari. 1 week earlier, he had discovered that his little town of Xanadu, Wyoming, contained a secret home for mythical creatures called the Menagerie. Emphasis on secret. As in, nobody was supposed to know about it, and anyone who accidentally found out would get their memories wiped with Kraken ink. He'd only been allowed in because he could communicate with the baby griffins, and because of his mom's ties to the Khan family, who ran the Menagerie. But he understood how important it was to hide these endangered magical animals from the world. The map in his hands represented the exact opposite of all that. A vision of the Menagerie as an amusement park, where rich tourists could snap pictures of mermaids, ride a chained-up woolly mammoth, and probably buy Yeti fur blankets and baby pyro salamanders of their own at the large gift shop marked prominently in the corner. Logan's heart was hammering in his chest. The Sterlings didn't just know about the Menagerie. They knew all the details, the layout, the animals who lived there. But how? Ruby Khan had given all the Sterlings Kraken ink, which should have wiped their memories of the Menagerie. Why hadn't it worked? He slipped his phone out of his pocket and snapped a photo of the map.